what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
During that last commercial break, you heard about the winter sports season for high school. It's off and rolling with swimming last night. The Corbin Lady Dinos looking for their fourth consecutive state title. They pick up a big win. You can get those results at CastleCountryRadio.com. Basketball is right around the corner, especially at the JUCO level. In fact, Friday, the USU Eastern women's team will take to the court as they go toe-to-toe with Seward County Community College. Joining us right now in studio to talk about that and to get a set for the season in general, we have head coach Chelsea Warburton. Coach, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Here we are in November. I know you guys have had a couple of scrimmages already so far this season. We'll get to that in a moment. Before, let's talk about the team. Let's get acquainted with it. A lot of returners this year, which is always a good thing.
Yes, we have 8 returning for us, which is a big deal, and 3 incoming players. So I think it's a great setup. Obviously, that's not what you always want. You know, more returners, the better, especially for the JUCO level.
So 11 total kids on the team this year.
Yep.
So let's talk about the 3 incoming kids that you have. Recruiting is kind of the fun aspect of it. I know in last year and in passing, we would talk about recruiting, not in depth, but some of the kids that have caught your eye. So who are the 3 girls that you brought in this year?
We have Alex. She's somewhat local. She's from Pineview High School down in the St. George area. Great little guard, shooter. She's playing a little bit point guard, shooter, shooting guard for us. We have Mac from New Zealand, just explosive, very talented, quick guard. And then we have Marty, who's from Idaho, so she's playing the center for us. Great length, good speed, can get down the court, and she fits well into our system too.
Now, obviously, these 3 have to, I don't want to say earn their keep, but they have to coincide, right? They have to figure out their spot with the returners that you have. When you have 8, that's a good group. So how do the new kids fit in with the 8 returners that you have as far as playing time is concerned?
Well, they all have to earn playing time. That's what I've always told them. I don't care if you're a freshman or sophomore. It's who's getting the job done, who's fitting the system we have in place, or, you know, the scout for the next team. But they've done a great job, and that's the best part about having the 8 returners is they're great leaders, and it seems to be easier for the incoming kids to catch on and to move quickly because they kind of have to move quickly. Everybody else knows what's going on, but it's been a bonus for them, I think.
Speaking of bonuses, last year was kind of like a bonus year, really, when you think about it. I know it didn't count towards the eligibility of your student athletes. And so I know, for instance, Kaislyn and Kinley Toomer, 2 girls from Emory High School, they get a 3rd year with you, right? So how many girls outside of Kaislyn and Kinley will have that 3rd year, if any?
There's going to be 6 that potentially could have that 3rd year if, you know, if they choose. It's a different conversation. Obviously, we've never had this opportunity to get kids back for a 3rd year. So we're grateful to have the Kinley and Kaislyn. That's a big deal for us in our program. And we'll see how the year goes and recruiting and all of that. But yeah, there's potential to have 6 of those 8 kids also returning for a 3rd year.
And I've talked to all the coaches about it during the time, how this could change JUCO athletics for the next few years. How has it changed? I mean, has it really been kind of like almost like a domino effect throughout the conference or throughout the entire landscape when you look at things? How much did that 1 year of COVID and it not counting towards eligibility change the game?
I think it has changed the game. I think every team's different. Obviously, a lot of the teams in our conference, their kids still went on, even though they could have been able to come back. But I think the whole COVID year in general, and then even that transfer portal, when you look at it, I think it's going to change a lot for kids and technically seniors, and maybe, you know, 10 usually move on and now there's only 5 spots. So I think it's, I don't know if you say hurt the senior class, but I think it's made it a little more difficult for them to move even to the higher levels. But I think it might be beneficial for the junior college aspect of getting those kids or the ones that technically, you know, I don't know, like the opportunity of getting more kids and seeing different levels, I think it's better for us.
Coach, let's talk about the scrimmages that you guys have had so far. The jamborees are always very, very important. I know you guys got to go to Salt Lake. You also got a chance to go up against Colorado Mesa as well, correct? So 2 scrimmages down.
Yeah, so 2 scrimmage days down. Salt Lake's always great. It's a fun one to go to. You get a lot of scrimmages in 1 day. Eye-opener for the freshmen, just on how our systems work and just what the games look like in junior college, and then it's a great refresher for our returning players on, you know, the level that we need to be at every day to be ready. Colorado Mesa is fun for us because it's obviously a Division II school. You see a lot of juniors and seniors, and you know, and what the next level potentially could look like for our players moving on.
The basketball season is so long. It's such a grind, Coach. I mean, here we are talking about games coming up this weekend that will count, but in the same sense, basketball, I believe it's still the longest collegiate sport, if I'm not mistaken, JUCO basketball. I think it goes on for the longest period of time. You guys have been at it for a while now. So when we talk about this weekend, begins a very heavy road schedule for you guys to start off the season.
Yeah, we're on the road this weekend, and then we quickly jump to Arizona games for another long week, technically, but we're just take one game at a time. It doesn't matter if it's our first game or halfway through the season or we're at the end. It's one game at a time, and we just want to see improvements individually and as a team. But we've got great options. We're excited about who we have and the opportunities that are ahead of us.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Chelsea Warburton of the USU Eastern women's basketball team. Coach, let's talk about what comes after this weekend. You guys will be on the road again next weekend. You'll head to Arizona. But as you and I were talking about off of the cuff, there's only one more weekend following next week to get you prepared for conference. Starts a little bit earlier this year.
Yes, we jumped to conference earlier. We've added a California team. And then we've technically bumped one of our games up 2 weeks early. That's how it kind of fell with our schedule. So it's definitely right around the corner. We've got to use and take advantage of these technically preseason games. So we're ready to face Salt Lake, the first game of conference.
Right out of the gate, Salt Lake CSI. Yep. That's a difficult way to start conference play to begin with.
It's just a tough conference no matter which team you're looking at, but it's a good thing too. We're home, and I think we're going to be ready for it and excited about it, and we're just glad we're playing basketball.
Coach, we can talk about the landscape of the conference because it will look a little bit different. Community Christian has now joined, and this is a team that we had an opportunity to look at last year. They traveled down here, played a couple of games, both the men and the women, and so just another long trip has been added to conference. I mean, you guys already have the long trip to Twin Falls. Now you can add one more. You have to go to California.
Yes. Luckily, on the schedule, every other year, you go there twice and then they come here twice. We fall where we go to California twice this year, so it does make the travel a little bit longer. We're somewhat used to it though with the CSI trips and then some of our preseason tournaments, so I think we'll be all right in that aspect. But it is great to add a team to the conference and play.
Yeah, the idea of only playing or not seeing each other four times, right? I mean, that's now the possibility by adding another school.
Yeah, that limits the fourth time. Now we're playing each other three, which is still very difficult because you end up with a fourth time when you get to tournament. But I think everybody's pretty excited about that idea. The travel maybe not, but the idea of that extra team really helps.
Plus it takes two games away from your preseason that you didn't have to schedule. And it's always been difficult to find teams to come play us here. That's always a difficult process, isn't it?
Yes, it seems to have been the last couple of years. Occasionally we get some pretty good teams here, but we have to start early. A lot of teams either book or are hosting the same weekends we want to, but it's just tough too when we're co-hosting with teams from our conference. That's a tough two-game swing for the other teams.
Yeah. So Coach, between now and we'll say Friday, I mean, what are some of the things that you guys are, I guess, trying to get situated? I don't want to say work on things, because you pretty much have to utilize the next two and a half weeks, right, to work and fine-tune some things. But where does this team, where are some of the strengths and some of the weaknesses that you've seen with this team, I guess, is the better way to phrase that question?
I think just staying together. Obviously, we have eight returners, which makes it easier, but the staying together and staying consistent, I think, will be a big deal for us this year. But I'm pretty excited about our options and our size and our ability to score. But also, I think we're going to be a pretty tough defensive team. Coach Morgan always does a great job defensively, and we throw different things at teams. But I think that'll be a positive for us, the defensive side and rebounding, and just staying confident in these next couple days headed into our first game.
The nuances of defense, especially when watching you guys over the last 5 or 6 years or however long it's been, Coach, there's such a change, right, compared to what these girls are used to in high school. That's got to be difficult for the freshmen that are coming in. I mean, it's a different level.
Yeah, we're we're throwing a lot of things at them, trying to get them to understand, but we have great defensive principles, man defense. I think, I mean, not every high school plays a zone, but a lot of them do. So then you're starting fresh with some of these kids on what man defense is and the principles of it. But with the three, they've jumped right in and stayed positive in our understanding and moving quickly with it, which has been good.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, I know it is still, we still have some fall sports going on. It's a big weekend coming up for volleyball. We've seen just how difficult that conference is with three teams ranked inside the top 10, and the idea that one of those top 10 teams may not get into the national tournament or won't get into the national tournament. So when you look at the basketball side of things, it's going to be equally difficult. This is a conference that doesn't get easier year by year, that's for sure.
No, every time you see them, they're great every year. Everybody in our league, we've basically got to see them at the scrimmages, and there's not an easy game for us in conference, no matter which team you're looking at. That's why it's really important for us to just focus on us and getting better and staying confident all the way through. And it's a long season, so a lot of things happen. There's a lot of upsets. There's great wins for every team. It's going to be very competitive, but I feel like we can be at the top of the conference again.
Coach, I always appreciate you stopping by. Thank you again for kind of previewing the season. I look forward to chatting with you guys as the season continues to progress and we get a little bit closer to conference play, which again is just in a couple of weeks. So again, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Coach Chelsea Warburton again of the USU Eastern Lady Eagles. Again, their season will tip off on Friday. Of course, live coverage throughout conference play will be right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Let's break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll talk Major League Baseball. Last night, the Atlanta Braves, they win the World Series for the first time this millennium. You've got to be riding a high if you're a Braves fan. We'll talk about their performance in the World Series. We'll talk offseason for both the Braves and the Astros, some big-name free agents, including Freddie Freeman. That talk's coming up next when we return.